弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you all.
感谢主啊，再一次来到贵教会当中。
Praise to the Lord that I'm able to be in your midst today.
啊，分享神的话语。
To share God's words with you.
我跟George 弟兄啊认识很久了。
I've known Brother George for quite some time.
他是一个很有恩赐的啊弟兄。
He is a gifted brother.
Yeah. 恩赐给我多了。
The gift is more than me, mine.
最起码你听到我讲普通话就非常之不普通。
at least you realize my Mandarin is not ordinary Mandarin.
Yeah. 今天跟大家分享的信息就是专心跟从耶和华。
Today I would like to share a topic with you is follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
就是分享到加勒的一生。
So I'm going to share with you the life of Caleb.
当我们在查考圣经的时候我们谈到摩西派十二位探子去探迦南地的时候，通常这个探子我们想起是谁呢？
Oftentimes when we read and study Bible, regarding to the account that an Israelite went into the land of Canaan and they have sent two spies. And oftentimes, who sent 12 spies into the land of Canaan. And which of those spies is the one that give you the most impression?
通常都是约书亚。
Most of the time, we thought about Joshua.
那么加勒好像在圣经里面提的不多。
And oftentimes we feel Caleb is not mentioned much in the Bible.
所以今天呢，再跟大家分享一下加勒的一生。
So today I would like to share with you the life of Caleb.
我们要知道在因为饥荒的缘故，以色列人就居住在埃及地有差个有四百年了。
Due to the famine, Israelites were moved to the land of Egypt, and they have resided there for more than 400 years.
最初的一两代埃及人对以色列人也很客气。
For the first two and second generations there, they were well hosted by the Egyptians.
大概一年过一年以后了，哇，那些埃及人越来越苦待。
However, year after year, generation after generation, they start to be mistreated by the Egyptians.
到后来好像对他们像奴隶一样。
So at the end, they were turned into slaves to the Egyptians.
所以很多埃及人在埋怨在抱怨，还要向神祈求。
So the Israelites in Egypt start to complain and grumble, and they beg the Lord.
所以耶和华听他们祷告。
So as after they seek Lord's help, the Lord heard their cry.
所以在出埃及记里面，我们看到耶和华对他们说。
And therefore, we have seen the account in the book of Exodus that the Lord said to them.
耶和华说百姓所受的苦他已经看见了我又。把他领到牛奶与蜜之地。
So the Lord said, I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard their cry, and therefore I'm going to lead them into the land of flowing with milk and honey.
耶和华又继续说，带领他们到哪地呢？就是一个美好、欢乐、牛奶与蜜之地。
So what the land that Lord is going to lead them is going to be a land of good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey.
这个地里面现在住在很多不同的人。
However, the land right now has been occupied with different tribes.
有迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利西人、还有西莱人、西布伦西人。
So right now, at the moment, there were Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites.
耶和华不是不晓得里面有什么人。
The Lord is not ignorant about who is residing there right now.
他记得很清楚里面的人是怎么样的。
The Lord understands who are residing there exactly.
在那个时候，以色列民他每天都感受到神的恩典。
So at the time, the Israelite can experience God's mercy and grace every single day.
从摩西去法老王，请啊允许他们的同胞出来，用了十个灾害，让法老王终于改变心意，允许他们出埃及。
Ever since the Lord sent Moses to the Pharaoh to ask Pharaoh's permission to lead the people out of Egypt, and yet, when Pharaoh denied, reject the idea, the Lord has sent two plagues to Egypt in order to allow his people to escape from the land.
十灾哈,
and they were 10 plagues.
嗯哼, 还有他们到了红海，神施行他的大能，把红海分开。
And once they reached the boundary of Red Sea, because of God's miracle and mighty work, the Lord split the sea for them to cross the Red Sea.
所以出埃及这些以色列民真是感受到神的同在，神的神迹。
So for those Israelites who left Egypt through God's miraculous protection and leading, they truly understand and experience His guidance.
他们每天有玛拿的供应。
So every single day they receive manna from heaven to fulfill their hunger.
早上有云柱带领他们。
So in the morning they do have the pillar of the cloud to lead the way.
晚上有火柱来带领他们去哪些地方。
And at night they do see the fire, the pillar of fire to lead them in the wilderness.
哇，所以每天都看到神的供应，神的同在。
So for every single day, they witness and experience God's presence and guidance.
所以他们的灵命，他们应该是很成熟。
So according to such account, we might imagine they must be mature spiritually, isn't it?
当这些以色列民来到埃及附近啊，那个迦南地附近的时候。
However, once they reached
the
borderline of the land of Canaan,
耶和华就跟摩西说了。
Then the Lord said to Moses,
说你又从十二个祭派里面挑选每个祭派一个领袖，所以就探子来探进一下哪个地方。
The Lord said to Moses, you need to select one elite from each tribe.And make them 12 spies, and you need to send those 12 spies into the land of Canaan.
当时出埃及的人数听说超过200万。
So at the time, there were more than 2 million Israelites in the land.
所以他们分成十二个支派。
And they were divided into 12 tribes.
那些超过20岁以上的为打仗的人，大概有超过60万人。
So more than 600 people were over the age of 20 who were able to fight.
600,000
Yeah.
所以十二个支派就是每一个支派大概有50,000人了。
So for 12 tribes, then we can calculate they were at least 50,000 each tribe.
所以每个支派挑选一个人，就是50,000个人里面挑选一个精英出来。
So as you can imagine, to select one elite out of 50,000, you need to be truly excellent and mighty.
好像看电影说什么万中无一啊，这个更厉害，五万中只有一个。
So this is greater than our ordinary mind. They pick one person out of 50,000.
所以这些都是哈，应该是很在人的眼里面是英勇善战、勇敢、有智慧、有才华的。
So they must be considered as excellent, elite, strong, and courageous.
当这些探子去了迦南地有40天以后，回来报告。
So after this 12 tribes entered the land of Canaan to examine the land, to spy the land, and they returned and gave the report after 40 days.
所以他们回来的跟摩西还有群众啊来报告说，我们到了你所打发我们去的地方，啊，果然真是牛奶与蜜之地。
So they returned to the land and gave report to Moses, saying that we went into this land in which you sent us, and does flow with milk and honey.
哦，他们拿了葡萄就好大好大哈。
So after they even brought back grapes, they are truly big and juicy.
他们每一个同意这个真是好的地方。
They all agree this indeed is a great land.
也同意。里面住的居民是非常的高大威猛的。
However, they all agreed the people who live there who are strong and mighty also.
还有他们的城堡是宽阔宽大。
And also their city were fortified and strong.
加勒首先说，我们立刻上去把那地取了吧，我们助人得胜。
And however, Caleb said immediately, saying that we should go up and take the possible possession of the land, for we can certainly do it.
加勒蛮有信心的，他相信神的应许，因为神已经把迦南地给了他们了，所以他说我们马上去取这个地。
So Caleb was very confident due to the promise of the Lord. He knew the Lord has given the land to them, and therefore he said, "Let us go up and take the possession of the land."
但其余十个探子他们就怎么说呢？说我们不能上去攻他南民，因为他们给我们强盛。
However, the rest of the 10 spies said, "We cannot attack those people. They are stronger than we are."
在其余十个探子里面，他们的眼目不专注在神的应许。他们看到这周围的环境，看见这些巨人，他们惧怕了。
So for the rest of 10 spies, they do not fix their eyes on God's promise. Instead, they put their eyesight in the circumstances. Once they see their enemies were strong, they were afraid.
这十个小心的探子继续说，我们看到这个地方，哇，这些人会吃人的。
And not only that,those 10 spies continue saying the land we explore is the land that devours its inhabitants.
但是加勒后来约书亚要加起来说，我们看到这个地方是非常美的地方来的。
And however, Caleb said the land we passed through and explore is exceedingly good.
为什么讲两批探子他们的说法都不同呢？
And why we receive two different accounts from these 12 spies?
这十个探子非常惧怕，说不能去。
Those 10 spies, they were full of fears. They say we cannot go there.
就是说啊，我们不如回埃及吧，这个地方不能进去，太危险了。
So those 10 spies, in a way, saying let's return back to Egypt. This is not the land for us to enter.
但是加勒跟约书亚他们找住神的应许，说既然神在我们前面，我们必定可以争取这个地方。
However, Caleb and Joshua have a different heart. They say because of God's promise, we know God is leading the way, and therefore we are able to possess the land.
这十个小心的探子继续说，哇，我看见这些人每一个都这么高大，好像 Shaquille O'Neal 七尺一寸这么大的。
And the rest of 10 say, no, that's impossible. All the people who we saw are the men of great size, like Shaquille O'Neal.
怎么打了？我怎么小？这高手撑出来，我们动也不能动了。
We cannot even, our arm lengths cannot even reach them. They are so big and tall.
但是加勒和约书亚说了，如果神许许我们的，他会领我们去哪地。就把地赐给我们。
However, Caleb and Joshua said, if the Lord is pleased with us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us.
他讲了很大三个原因。
And Caleb used three reasons why to persuade them.
他说如果这个是神应许的，神喜欢的。
First, he said, if the Lord is pleased,
然后 神会在我们之前领我们进去。
And then he continued, then he will lead us, he will go before us.
还有神是赐这些地给我们的。
And not only that, the Lord is the one who gives the land to us.
他们就叫做神的应许。
So what they do is they cling on the promise of the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，我们有时候要遇见一些选择。
Brothers and sisters, oftentimes we face choices we need to make.
我们应该跟随神给我们的旨意啊，还是我们自己的旨意呢？
We either follow the will of the Lord, or we do it according to our own desire.
好像刚才我在主日学分享，我们有一群弟兄姐妹，他们现在在伊拉克做义诊来服务。
I'm like what I just shared in Sunday school. I mentioned about there is a group of our missionary brothers and sisters who are serving in North Iraq right now.
哇，有些人听哇，好危险呢。
And some people once they heard, they say, well, "This is quite dangerous."
是的，是很危险。
Indeed, it is dangerous.
但是如果这个是神的旨意
，However, if it is God's will,
神会领路。
Then God, He will lead away.
他会带领我们去。
He will lead us to enter the land.
神会保守。
God will protect.
就算神不保守。
Even God did not protect us.
这个如果是神的旨意。
If it is God's will.
我们也应该顺从。
Then we should follow no matter what.
这十个小心的探子继续说，哇，他们看我们好像一个蚱蜢一样，一念就死了。
And these 10 spies with little faith, they continue on saying, we became like grasshopper in our own side when we faced them.
一插他就扁了我们啊，没了。
Just like grasshopper, you can crush it with a stone.
我们自己也觉得是这样子啊。
Even we, when we view ourselves, we are like a grasshopper.
但是加勒跟约书亚继续跟他们辩驳说，不要怕他们啊。他们是我们的吃的东西啊，有耶和华与我们同在，什么都不用怕。
And Caleb and Joshua continue on say, "Do not fear the people of the land, for they will be our prey, and the Lord is with us."
那么其他人怎么想呢？
Then what's in other people's mind?
其他的两百多万人怎么想呢
？So how about the rest of 2 million people?
哇，他们给这个十个。胆小的探子也相信他们了。
So they believe in the word of those 10 little faith spies.
所以后面他们就说了，哎呀，这两个加勒跟抓手就是傻的，不如用石头打死他们算了。
And they say Joshua and Caleb, they were two fools, let us stone them.
哇，这个真是我们有没有这个情形啊？
Has this ever encountered in our life?
虽然没有这么大的一个事情，但是多多少少我们做基督徒也是要遇见一些反对的地方啊。
Even though our case may not be as extreme as this, but oftentimes we Christians we do face opposition.
我们在公司里面人家说这个 Super Lotto 有超过这么多钱，我们一起买这个奖券吧。
Perhaps in the workplace, you may hear your coworkers say, "Hey, there is a great super Powerball. Let us get our money together and buy the lottery."
但是你基督徒你就不买。
And however, if you're a Christian, you will stand firm and not to purchase the lottery.
他们就笑了，嘿，你这个信耶稣的不跟你不合群。
And maybe they will turn around and say, "You are antisocial."
有时候在公司里面吃。午饭。
And perhaps in the workplace when you are going to have lunch.
你想祷告。
And sometimes you intend to pray.
你祷告的时候，他们就偷你的东西来吃。
And while you pray, other people may play trick on you and take your food out of your plate.
你有没有觉得很难受呢
？And would you feel embarrassed?
我有一个同事呢，他是基督徒，他就祷告怎么祷告呢？他是这样子。人家以为他睡觉啊。
And I have a Christian friend when he say grace before the meal, he just did this. People might think he was taking a nap.
他不好意思给人知道嘛，他这样子。
So he was so embarrassed, and therefore he put his fist right before his face and rub his forehead.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们既然是耶和华拣选的啊信徒，我们不要怕，勇敢的面对这些 opposition 啊。
And dear brothers and sisters, if we know we are actually chosen by the Lord, and therefore we must live out with a courageous attitude.
我们成为周围的光跟盐，让他们知道我们是基督徒。
We should be the light and salt to our surrounding.
所以呢，我自己在以前在公司做事的时候啊。
And therefore, why I was in the workforce, secular workforce before.
也是他们最初取笑我。
In the beginning, they ridicule me.
我就不理他，继续我的祷告，继续不买他们的 lottery.
However, I ignore their laughing, and continue my prayer practice, and I don't participate their lottery purchasing.
但是过了一些日子，他就觉得，哎，这个人也蛮可靠的。
And however, after some time, they find out this person is quite trustworthy.
所以有时候他有一些绅士，他就跟我说，跟我来谈，跟我。
So they start to share with their life struggle with me.
所以慢慢慢慢，我们就可以在这个公司里面开了一个查经班。
And gradually, we were able to form a Bible study in the company.
所以在十年以内有八位同事要信了主了。
So after 10 years, there were 10, 8 co-workers accept the Lord through the Bible study.
所以不要怕，最初人家会笑你，说你这个痴呆的，什么都不做。
Therefore, do not be afraid. Do not worry, people may ridicule you, thinking you are a fool.
我们再回到这个当时的情形，哇，很可怕，他们一用石头打死加勒跟抓住了。
So let us return to the account at the time as the people start to get angry and they are ready to stone Caleb and Joshua.
突然间神迹出现了。
And all of a sudden there is a miracle happen.
耶和华在他荣光出现在众以色列面前。
Then the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of the meeting to all the Israelites.
感谢主，神在最为的时间他施行拯救。
Praise the Lord, in the most critical moment, God appeared to perform his deliverance.
他就看到这一群不信小信的以色列民。
What he saw is a group of little faith people.
他就说，你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡超过二十岁的向我发怨言的不能进我给你应许的地方。
And the Lord said, in this desert, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years older or more, who has counted in the census, who has grumbled against me.
只有加勒和约书亚才能进去。
Not one of you will enter the land I sworn with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb and Joshua.
多么可惜啊！
What a pity.
本来神已经把这个美好留来鱼米之地给所有以色列民，可以在那边居住。
In the very beginning, God has promised to give the land flowing with milk and honey, an excellent land to Israelites.
他不是不知道里面的有很多的巨人。
It's not that God did not know giants were living in such land.
他一开始答所有人都跟摩西说了。
Because in the very beginning, he has already told Moses he knew there are people who live in the land who are strong.
神是掌权的神。
And yet God is the God of sovereignty.
但是这些人每天经过神的供应，但是他们还是没有完全顺服神的带领。
And yet those people, the Israelites, even though they have experienced God's miraculous caring every single day, and yet they do not know God.
就是因为他们的不信，所以全部二十岁的男生没有一个可以进到迦南地，只有有信心的加勒和约书亚。
Because of their unbelief, none of their people, or 20 years and older, can enter the land except Caleb and Joshua.
还有这十个小心的探子，有什么后果呢？
Then what are the what is the consequence of this 10 little faith spies?
耶和华继续说了。
The Lord continued.
也是啊，摩西打发了这十个不信的。报那些恶性的探子他们就怎么样呢？他们都在遭遇了瘟疫，死在耶和华的面前。
So what happened to these 10 spies who gave negative reports? The Lord continued saying, "So the man Moses had sent to explore the land, who returned and made the whole community grumble against him by spreading the bad report about it. This man." Responsible for spreading the bad report about the land was struck down and died of a plague before the Lord.
只有约书亚加勒可以生还。
Only Joshua and Caleb survived.
那么啊，经过耶和华的审判以后
，Through the judgment of the Lord，
加勒他听见神的应许。
Caleb have heard the promise of the Lord.
听着说，唯有加勒跟约书亚。可以到迦南地。
Yeah, heard the promise that only Caleb and Joshua can enter the land of Canaan.
他是不是马上可以进去呢？
Does it mean he can enter the land immediately right after?
没有。
No.
他要等。
He needs to wait.
等一两天吗？
Is it one or two days? He needed to wait?
没有这么快。
No, it's not that soon.
一两年。
Is it a year or two?
也不是。
No.
十年、二十年。
Is it a decade or two?
也不是。
Not even so.
等了四十年。
He waited 40 years.
还要再增建五年。
And in addition to another 5 years on top of it.
才开始看到神的应许。
And only after he began to see and experience the promise of the Lord.
今天这个时代都要赶去。快快快是吗
Today we live in a fast food culture.
啊，我们吃泡面也不也太慢了，还有这 cup of noodle 一个啊，不用洗碗的。
And even right now with a cup of instant noodle, we don't even need to wash any utensil.
啊，微波炉也做太慢了，所以我家里买了两个微波炉。
And even microwave we think is too slow, and therefore I have 2 microwaves in my house.
一定要快啊
we want to have everything instantly.
但是神的时间跟我们的时间不同。
However, God's timing is different from ours.
啊，所以我们啊，作为神的儿女，我们要顺服等候神的应许。
And therefore, as children of God, we need to be patient and wait for the will and promise of the Lord.
所以加勒又在漫长的四十年在旷野里边。万无目的的在那边要来要去。
And therefore, Caleb waited and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们想一下，如果你是加勒，你有什么反应呢？
Let us put in ourselves into Caleb's shoes. If you were Caleb, how would you think about this?
我是充满信心的。
I am a person full of confidence.
就是因为这十个探子他们的小心
，and however, be due to the little faith of the other 10，
令到我现在在四十岁壮年的时间浪费了四十年在这个矿里面到来要去。
Put me a 40-year-old the prime of my life and need to wandering the wilderness for 40 years.
他是不是有足够的理由来埋怨
？Didn't he have enough reason to grumble？
都不关我的事，为什么我现在又在这里等待四十年
？It's not caused by me, and yet I need to suffer for 40 years.
会不会这样啊
？Would you start to grumble？
啊，很多人也会哈。
Many people would start to grumble.
但是啊，加勒心里面没有埋怨。
However, there is no grumbling, no complaining in Caleb's heart.
他啊。就想的好像在诗篇里面啊，39:9说，因我所遭遇的是出于你，出于神的话，我就 默言无语。
I was silent, I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Psalm 39:9.
加勒没有消极的、麻木的后退了。
Caleb did not downcast and retreat.
所以最后我们看到哈，在约书亚十四章十四节里面说，啊，所以希伯人做了加勒的产业，直到今日，因为他专心的跟随耶和华以色列的神。
Because of his persistence and his faithfulness, it was recorded in Joshua 14:4. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for the Kenizzite ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly.
大家有没有跑过马拉松？
Have you ever run marathon before?
啊，有二十六里这么长哈，二十六。
It's a journey of 26 miles.
啊，你觉得哪一段是最难跑的呢
？Which part of the journey do you think is the hardest one to overcome?
是开始哪段？
Is it in the beginning stage?
中间哪段?
Or in the middle stage?
还是最后哪一段呢?
Or the last stage?
啊，是哪一段啊?
Which stage do you think is the most difficult one?
啊, Jonathan, 你觉得是哪一段? 第一段。
Jonathan said the first stage.
啊, 第一段, 来, 刚刚开始, 你很有力气, 啊, 还没有累。哇，一群人在跑，哇，你很高兴就跑啊。
In the very beginning, you were full of energy, you were excited, you run with full force.
那么最后一段是怎么呢？哇，你看到目标了。
How about the last stage? You actually see the goal.
你看到一群人在那边挥手了，送花了啊，拿着花。
You see a group of people welcome you, giving you water and flowers.
啊，也是很兴奋，虽然你很累，还是继续来完成。
Even though you were tired, but you were full with excitement, and therefore you continue to run.
但是中间哪一段?
And however, in the middle stage,
你已经跑了好几里了。
That you have ran many miles already.
前面也看到没有看到什么。
And you see nothing in front of you.
那个时候是最累的。
At that time is the most tiresome stage.
我们基督徒的人生也是差不多。
Same to our Christian life.
我们最初信主，哇，充满神的爱，感受到神的同在，非常甜美。
Once we believe in the Lord, it's in our beginning stage. We were full with God's promise, and we taste His goodness.
但是我们在教会里面啊，经过三年五年。
However, when we start to have a church life, 3 years pass and 5 years pass.
信经呢？念了两遍了。
We began to read the Bible about twice.
啊，现在还年轻，还没有到啊最后哪一个啊，为了添加哪个时间。
And we are still in our usefulness. We are not at the end of our life.
啊，这一段就是考验我们的信心。
And now this is a time that will test our faith.
很多时候，如果基督徒遇见困难，遇见这危机。
And a lot of time when Christians are facing difficulties and trials,
我们会不断的祷告，迫切的祷告，与神很亲近。
And we will start to pray earnestly to have we start to experience the closeness with the Lord.
但是如果我们没有什么风浪，很平静的。
And however, if our life is in a very smooth sailing.
每天即使星期天去教会，平常上班。
If we just attend church regularly every Sunday and then we go to work,
慢慢，好像我们跟神的距离好像远了一点。
And gradually, our spiritual relationship with the Lord will start to drift apart.
如果我们没有灵修，没有祷告，就好像自己CEO 的 Christian 啊。
And if we don't have a regular devotion with the Lord, then we become CEO Christian.
啊，是什么呢 ？CEO 就是 Christmas, Easter, only. 啊、
so what is
才去教会的基督徒啊
？So what is CEO a Christian? Is the Christmas, Easter only church goer?
所以慢慢就好像 神跟我们有什么关系了啊？
So gradually we feel there is no relationship going on with the Lord.
好像加了这四十年里面啊，很容易会踏进这个地步。
So it is very possible it become a trap for Caleb to fall into such condition in within these 40 years.
但是虽然在四十年里面，他神没有什么应许哈，一路他自己在里面花来花去。
Though this consider of 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, even though Caleb did not hear much from the Lord.
但是啊，只有我们仍然每天灵修、读经、祷告与神有建立的关系，这些平淡的日子也是我们享受与神交通的最好的日子。
And yet, within this 40 years of wilderness, we need to stand fast, build up the relationship with the Lord every single day to have a personal devotion. And this is a great time that we can build up a relationship with the Lord during good time of ours.
那么过了四十年了，
After 40 years,
他们就征战了五年了。
Then they within the 5 years of fighting,
啊，加勒跟约书亚他们年纪有八十多岁了。
And Joshua and Caleb, they are in their 80s.
所以神那个时候对约书亚说：“你的年纪已经老了，还有许多还没有得的地，但是啊，我在你啊面前把这些巨人赶出去。”暂时哈可以把这啊这些地分给九个半支派。
When Joshua was old and well advanced in years, the Lord said to him, "You are very old, and there are still very large areas of land to be taken over. I myself will drive them out before the Israelites. Be sure to allocate this land to Israelites for an inheritance, as I have instructed you, and divided."As an inheritance among the 9 tribes and half the tribe of Manasseh.
啊，当摩西死了以后，约西亚做了众人的首领。
After the death of Moses, Joshua became the leader of the people.
我们想一下 ，Joshua 跟加勒是同一个时间啊，这探子。
As we remember, Joshua and Caleb, they live in the same era. They were chosen to be the spies at the time.
现在神拣选了约书亚做领袖。
And now God has chosen Joshua to be the leader.
加勒有什么想法？
What do you think? What may go into the mind of Caleb?
啊，我们一般的中国人他说。啊，既然你被挑选成为主任牧师了，啊，我跟你一起在神学院毕业的。
And perhaps Chinese might think, well, you and I, we both graduated from seminary, and now you have been chosen to be the senior pastor of the church.
啊，我就很气，很嫉妒。
And then there is full of jealousy in my heart.
啊，所以我不跟你来往。啊、
so I will no longer to associate.
每次投票你赞成的，我就反对。
If you're going to vote anything, I'm going to vote against you.
有没有这个情形啊？
Do you see such thing going on?
啊，多这些有时候我们中国的教育有时候会这样子。
A lot of time in the Chinese circle, we do see such a thing happen.
但是加勒没有。
And however, this does not happen to Caleb.
他知道神的拣选是最好的。
He knows God will do the best decision.
他顺服神
，He submit to God's way.
他知道啊，每一个人的恩赐不同。
He understand there are different gifts to different individuals.
既然神拣选了约书亚为领袖，他就顺服约书亚。
If God has chosen Joshua to be the leader, and therefore Caleb submit to Joshua.
啊，所以啊，加勒到老时候就跟约书亚说了。
And therefore, then later on, Caleb said to Joshua,
耶和华在加底斯巴利亚指教我与你说啊，对神人摩西所说的话，你都知道的。耶和华的仆人摩西啊，在哪里呢？跟我说啊， 因为众人啊小信，所以他们啊就没有办法到迦南地啊。但是我是专心依靠耶和华的，所以啊，摩西启示说：“你坐脚大之处，定归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为什么？你专心的跟从耶和华。”
So Caleb said to Joshua, "You know that the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, servant of the Lord, sent me to Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my conviction. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." So Moses sworn on that day, saying, "Surely the land on which your foot has trodden will be an inheritance to you and your children forever, because you have followed the Lord my God fully."
加勒来见约书亚的时候，他已经八十五岁了。
So at the time when Caleb spoke about this to Joshua, he was already 85 years old.
85 岁，很多人已经退休了。
Many people have retired already at the time.
还是看看啊，这次去拿去 cruise 啊，还是去打 golf 啊。
Perhaps what occupy on their in their land is where to play golf and where to go for cruise.
但是加勒没有这样啊。
However, Caleb has a different mindset.
他跟约书亚说啊。
He said to Joshua,
自从神应许这个地给我以后，已经
ever since the Lord has promised the land to me,
我传我了四十五年
for 45 years,
我在旷野里面行走，今天已经八十五岁了。
I've set my foot in the wilderness, and now I'm 85 years old.
我还是强壮。
I'm still strong.
我可以打仗。
I can go out and fight.
我抓住神的应许。
I can still go and battle because I have cling on the promise of the Lord.
我的力量来时如何，今天也是如何。
How I was back then, and now I'm still the way it is.
求你就是把耶和华应许那个地给我，我就可以来攻取。
Please give me the land the Lord has promised me, and I will drive the people there out and take the land.
只有耶和华叫他的应许与我同在，我一定可以拿下来的。
As long as God's promise is with me, I'm able to take the land.
所以约书亚就为加勒祝福。
And therefore, Joshua blessed Caleb.
后来，加勒凭着耶和华的应许，终于拿到这个美好的西白伦的地方为业。
By the promise of the Lord, Caleb took the land and became the inheritance of Hebron.
弟兄姊妹，有时候我们向神祈求。
A lot of time when we ask the need from the Lord.
有时候为我们的亲戚朋友的灵命祷告。
Sometimes we pray for the spiritual revival and needs for our friends and family.
为我们还没有信主的父母、弟兄姊妹祷告。
We pray for the unbelieving family members and friends.
很多时候这个是很困难的。
A lot of times this is quite difficult.
一年又一年的祷告，还是他们。
And year and after year, and yet they are still very stubborn.
不要放弃，好像加勒他等了四十五年，终于有机会可以攻取这个地方。
Do not give up. We should be like Caleb. He has waited for 45 years to take the land.
好像上次也跟你说了，我妈妈，我跟她祷告了27年，她终于信耶稣。
Like the testimony I have shared with you, I have been praying for my mother for 27 years, and finally he accepted the Lord.
所以中间弟兄姊妹，你们有还没有信主的，你们心爱的亲人，不要放弃，不断的迫切的为他们祷告。
And therefore, if there are any family members of yours who are not a believer, do not give up. Be persistent and put it in your prayer.
那么在神的眼中，加勒是什么的人呢？
And who is Caleb in God's eye?
啊，神说，唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我。
But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and followed me wholeheartedly.
细想想，神用独唯独这个字啊。
Please pay attention that God used the word that he is different. He has a different spirit.
啊，当时我想啊，加勒是影响约书亚，令到他啊跟他一起不相信其余十个探子的。
I believe it's because of Caleb who influenced Joshua not to go along with the rest of 10 spies.
啊，所以说啊，耶稣说啊，神说唯独加勒，还有称加勒是他的仆人。
And therefore, God called Caleb his servant who has a different spirit.
啊，在圣经里面啊，神啊，称呼人是他的仆人不多。
And not many characters in the Bible God called them as my servant.
啊，所以看到神在啊，看加勒是一个忠心的仆人。
And therefore, Caleb is a faithful servant in God's eye.
啊，因为他抓住神的应许，专一的跟从神。
Because he stand fast and cling on the promise of the Lord and follow him.
所以神应许他可以攻取这个迦南地。
And therefore, God promised him to be able to take over the land of Canaan.
神的应许是信实不变的。
God's promise will never change.
只有他答应，他一定会 deliver.
Once he promised, he will deliver.
今天神要给我们应许。
Today, it is the same. God has given us promises.
其中一个很重要的promise 是什么呢?
And one of the most important promises, what is that?
就是在马太福音28:18-20.
That is in, recorded in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18-20.
他叫我们他说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给耶稣了，所以耶稣吩咐我们，你们要去使万民做我们的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Then Jesus came to them and said, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, and therefore go and make disciples of all nations, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
他的意思就是，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And the promise is that you teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and I will surely I will with you always to the very end of the age.
啊，大家想不想神常常与我们同在，直到世界的末了啊
？Do you have a desire to be with the Lord always until the end of the age?
这个是神给我们的。很大的应许。
Now this is the promise that God has given to us.
我们并不寂寞。
We are not alone.
神与我们同在。
God is with us.
只有神与我们同在，我们到哪里都是有神充满神的喜乐。
When God is with us, wherever we go, we will be filled with the joy of the Lord.
好像大家看到我常常笑啊。
Like many of you make a comment that I smile always.
我也觉得我是全世界最幸运的那个人。
And actually, I feel I'm the most fortunate people in the world.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神给我机会去了好多地方。
Because God has given me opportunities to go many places in the world.
我去了大概有40个国家。
I have been to more than 40 countries.
包括一些危险的巴基斯坦啊。去一些山区啊，一些什么都有
，including very dangerous country like Pakistan or even mountain places.
但是神也差遣我去 Hawaii 啊。
And however, God has also sent me to Hawaii.
好像 VN 又来到纽约。
Like for instance, this weekend I'm able to be here in New York.
哎，神又保守，今天啊，这两天都没有下雪。
And God has protected us that we see no snow here.
真是感谢主。
And praise the Lord.
我一个月大概不在家超过半年。
So for more than half a year, I am not home.
啊，都是在 Asia 啊，很多地方来。做义诊带基督生平。
I travel many places in Asia. I do a medical service voluntarily and as a service and preach the gospel and doing discipleship training.
回到美国我前个礼拜就去 Ventura County 带一班，上个礼拜就去Indiana 要继续他们第三本书，这个礼拜就来了你们中间。
So once I return back to the state, first I lead the Bible study in Orange County, then last weekend I went to Indiana, now I'm in your midst.
好像很忙。
And it sounds like I'm extremely busy.
有些人说我是抛妻弃子。
And some people say, you are abandoning your family. You don't care about your wife and children.
没有啊，我每天都跟他谈话。
No, it's not true. I talk to them every single day.
今年是我们结婚30周年纪念。
And today, this year is our 30th year wedding anniversary.
我们也安排一些vacation time.
We also allocate vacation time.
上次我在夏威夷教完书以后。
So last time when I finished my teaching in Hawaii,
我要带我的媳妇去 cruise 一个礼拜。
I bring my wife to cruise for a week.
虽然不能见面，
even though I'm not able to face my family member face to face,
但是我们要一起祷告。
And yet we pray together.
他也知道我是侍奉神的。
She also understands I'm serving the Lord.
所以他也是很开心的。
And therefore she was very joyful also.
当中有些认识我的师母也是觉得他常常笑的。
Of course, some of you may know my wife. You will.Also realize she smiles all the time.
这一对呢，就是现在还是在伊拉克。
And now here's the couple who are still in Iraq.
八个人哈。
And this is a group of eight. They are still in Iraq.
当中我们恩友有六位董事哈，当中有三位董事在里面哈，有 Willie， 有Bill， 还有王亚一啊。
So six directors in the Friends of Grace missionary organization. Six of them are in here. Three out of six are here. One of them is a dentist.
还有我这两个学生，基督圣灵毕业生。
And the two back there are my graduate student from the theology training class.
上个礼拜前他们毕业。
They just graduated 3 weeks ago.
我就常常鼓励他们出来，因为他们是小儿科的专科。
So then I encourage them to come and serve, for they are pediatrician.
所以他们八个人现在还是在伊拉克来做义诊。
So right now they are still serving in the northern part of Iraq to do free medical services.
这个是他们毕业的时候啊。
This is the time when they graduate from the TEE class.
所以他听见了，原来伊拉克很需要那边很多医生牙医去服务。
And once they heard there's a great need in northern Iraq, who people there who are desperately who need medical services and doctors and dentists.
所以这位王医生他也很努力的帮助当地的被追杀的少数民族。You see this?
Dr. Wen also helped the minority, you see this there, who are persecuted.
因为我们去伊拉克地方是帮助被 ISIS 追杀他们这些逃难过来的难民。
So when we were there, we were serving the people who were persecuted by ISIS. They escape and flee from their homeland to the place there.
In Iraq.
In Iraq.
所以感谢主请为他们继续祷告，因为他们还在那边有一个礼拜。
So please pray for them right now, for they are still in the land for another week.
所以我们在 conclusion 里面，在结论里面，我们 思想一下加勒啊，他对我们有什么帮助啊
？So let's think about what Caleb's story may help us in the conclusion.
加勒他有一个甘心顺服神的心。
That Caleb has a spirit of submitting to God.
啊，虽然他没有被神拣选为领袖，好像约书亚。
Even though he was not chosen as the leader for Israelites like Joshua,
他仍然为了神的事工很顺服于啊约书亚的带领下。
He still submit to God's leading and willing to be submissive to Joshua.
啊，还有他有专一跟从神的心。
Also, he has a heart to follow God wholeheartedly.
虽然大部分人十个探子都不同意。但是他仍然相信依靠耶和华。
Even though the ten little faith spies do not agree to go, and yet he has a different heart to trust in the Lord.
啊，他有不看人、不看环境的心。
And he has a heart not to focus on people, but focus on God.
在四十年没有听到神的声音，在万无目的的在旷野行走，但是他的信心。仍然抓住耶和华。
For 40 years, he did not hear anything from the Lord, and he wandered the wilderness with the people. And yet, he put himself in Lord's guidance.
最后，他是有一个永不改变的信心。
And yet, he has a heart unwavering faith.
因为他听到神的应许，虽然过了四十五年，他仍然找住神的应许，勇敢的攻取。最难打的地方
because he trusts in God's promise even after 45 years he has still has the courage to take over the hardest land to attack
啊，今天啊，我就看到有三个好像加勒的忠实的仆人啊。
Today I have seen three servants just like as faithful as Caleb
啊，第一个就是啊，现在92岁的同敏慧牧师
One is the Pastor Tong who is 92 years old.
他65岁啊，在缅甸长老会做了牧师几十年以后，65岁就退休了。
So after serving the Lord as a pastor in Burma, at the age 65, he retired.
啊，他的儿子在三藩市是一个牙医。
And his son, who is a dentist in San Francisco,
啊，所以他的儿子就接他为他的家里面享福啊，退休。
So, his son received him to his family to enjoy his old age.
但虽然他在三藩市，但是他的心还是怀念缅甸。
And yet, even though Pastor Tong, is physically in San Francisco. Yet his heart is still in Burma.
他想到缅甸还有100多万华人很小神学院。
And he remembered, in Burma there are still
over a million
Chinese, and yet there were so few seminaries there.
所以他为上神祷告，说他有心回到缅甸创立神学院。
And therefore, he prayed to the Lord that he say he is willing to go return back to Burma to build seminaries.
他问神一个应许，说如果有四个人报名这个神学院，他就继续留下来开。
And he prayed to the Lord as long as there are a minimum of 4 students, he's willing to stay in the land of Burma.
啊，神真是很奇妙，刚刚拨多拨少。三个女的，一个男的来报名。
And God is very
faithful,
and no more and no less. God gave him 4 students, 3 female and 1 male.
所以过去27年，他就在神学院里面啊服侍啊。
So for the past 27 years, he served in the seminary.
每年去缅甸，最起码6个月到8个月。
And he went to Burma at least 6 to 8 months a year.
啊，所以在那边也盖了一个啊七层高的神学啊培训中心。
And he has built a 7-story high seminary building.
啊，所以 经过27年超过200多位神的仆人毕业了。
In this 27 years, more than 200 God's servants were graduated from the training.
更奇妙呢，他是72岁的时候学 Internet。
And what even more miraculous is that he started to learn about internet when he was 72 years old.
还有创作网站。
And even and since then, he has built
a website. 我们怎么找到这个神学院呢？就是透过他的 website 发现景延在缅甸有个华人神学院。
And how did we find this seminary? It's because of his website. Through this website, we find out there is even a seminary, a Chinese seminary in Burma.
所以过去12年，我们每年聚集，起码是一次到三次。
So for the 12 years, we sent missionary team to serve in that place.
另外一个呢，就是在纽约的梁德言牧师，不晓得大家当中有没有认识啊？
And another person is Pastor Liang in New York.
哇，他现在也是90多岁了啊。
And he's in his 90s as well.
他在1990年在纽约的华人宣道会退休了。
He retired from Alliance's Church in 1990.
In New York.
In New York.
他那个时候他67岁。
He was 67 years old at the time.
他退休做了什么呢？
And after his retirement, what did he do?
他们夫妇就被愿意变成宣教士，就去到南美洲苏里南这个地方。
And they have the couple devote themselves as a missionary, and they went to South America.
后来再被差派去巴拿马。
And then they were sent to Panama.
所以他在那边也创了圣经学院。
And in that place, he also built the seminaries there.
今天还是很忠心的在那边服务。
And even today, they still serve in the seminary there.
有些人访问他。梁牧师，你现在92岁，应该退休了吧？
And some people say to him, Pastor Leon, you are 92 years old. Is it about time for you to retire?
他说，退休就是退休以后，你就选择你最喜欢做的事情吗？
He said, well, retire is the time that we can choose the thing we like to do, isn't it?
现在我是做了我最喜欢做的事情啊。
I'm doing what I like to do the most right now.
所以这是感谢主哈。
Truly, we need to praise the Lord.
第三位是一个韩国的牧师。
And the third one is a Korean pastor.
金刚信牧师。
Pastor Kim.
他也是60多岁了，就从Orange County 一个韩国的 Grace Korean Church 里边退休。
He retired from Grace Community Church. In Orange County, California.
他退休的时候
when he was 62,
教会有超过10,000人。
And by the time he retired, they were about 10,000 people
attending
the church.
他退休
when he retired,
他定义怎么呢？
And so he made the definition for his retirement. So what is the definition?
退休 retire 就是重新换一个新的轮胎。
Retire means changing another tire.
走更远的路。
So you can go further.
所以呢，他退休就回到韩国，再创立一个教会。
And therefore, after his retirement, he returned back to Korea. He built another church.
从几个 family 现在超过1,000人的教会。
Starting with just a few family, now there are more than 1,000 people attending the church.
他不但只创了一个教会给自己弟兄姐妹享受。
He not only built a church for his own brothers and sisters to enjoy, to feel like home.
他也创立了世界宣教中心。
And he also built a missionary center for the world mission.
他们现在这个机构已经在世界50多个国家有创了集堂了9,000多个教会。
Now the missionary organization has established 9,000 churches all over the world.
所以感谢神。
So praise to the Lord.
这些都是今天的家了。
And now we are considered they are Caleb of today.
今天你们愿不愿意做今天的家人呢？
Are you willing to be Caleb for today's age?
你的人生目标是什么呢?
Or what is the goal of your life?
我在我57岁生日的时候，我自己哎呀许一个愿哈。
At my 57th birthday, I made a wish.
我今年58岁了啊。
And now I'm 58 years old.
我求神，如果他允许的话，最起码多给我20年。
I say, if God is in God's will, please give me another 20 years.
At least, huh?
At least another 20 years.
求了20年，希望再20年。
Of course, we hope not only a 20 years, probably another 20 years.
因为我的师母希望她一年多后她要提早退休。
Because my wife is considering to retire within a year.
所以希望她一出来，我们一起做事，走的路更远。
So what I pray and hope that once she's retired, that we can join forces together and serve the Lord and go more miles.
人生最大的目标就是将来我们将看到主面前，听到他一句说话，就是忠心良善的仆人。
The best fulfillment of human is that one day when we face the Lord, we can hear the word. Good and faithful servant from the Lord to us.
So, 希望鼓励大家也在这个目标里边行走。
So, may I encourage you all to walk on this path.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear gracious Lord, we thank you for your grace.
感谢主，记得你的话语，记得加拉的医生鼓励我们。
Through Caleb, you have encouraged us.
求主保守我们弟兄姊妹。
May you keep us and protect all of our brothers and sisters.
让我们一生可以专心地跟从耶和华。
So that we can serve you wholeheartedly throughout our life.
虽然我们人生当中有一些不如意的事情。
Even though we may face trials and difficulties.
一些不公平的事情。
Something that's not unfair.
但是我们不要把我们的信心来。
And yet, let us not grumble against you, Lord.
我们要专一地仰望耶和华的应许。
But we put our trust in your promise.
求主保守众弟兄姊妹。
May you protect and keep all the brothers and sisters.
让我们都可以同心合一地兴旺福音。
So that we can join forces together to evangelize.
祷告祈求奉靠主耶稣名求。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.